that you have come to spend your life with us.
我们很高兴你能来在这里共享你的生命。
As together we grow in love.
在一起我们在爱中成长。
And may we always be what God would have us be.
让我们按着神的心意成为对你来说成为那样的家庭。
As a child, I learned that song.
我是小孩子的时候我就学会了这首诗歌。
That God's word paints the picture of all these different types of relationships that we have with Him.
那神的话语呢，就是他画了很多幅的图画，让我们看到他和我们之间的各种的关系。
And one of the most powerful pictures that we see in Scripture that illustrates our relationship with God is that He has adopted us into His family.
那在这个众多的图画当中，其中一幅是最有力量的，就是神和我们之间的关系，就是神收养我们进入他的大家庭。
God adopted us into His family.
神收养我们每一位进入他的大家庭。
The church is God's family.
教会就是神的家。
And because of Jesus, through Jesus, we are able to call God Abba Father.
因为主耶稣基督，也是借着耶稣基督，我们可以称为神是我们阿爸天父。
I wanted to give you a picture of this this morning.
我今天早晨就想给大家展示这样一幅画面。
There's a wonderful Christian couple.
这有一对非常好的基督徒夫妇。
They got married.
他们结婚了。
And they struggled, even though they desired so much, they struggled to have children.
他们很想要孩子，但是很不幸，他们不能有自己的孩子。
But as time went on,
时间就这样过去了。
The Lord really opened their hearts to consider adoption.
那神呢，就打开他们的心，让他们看到这个收养孩子的可能性。
So they started to research it.
然后他们就开始做一些的研究。
And they began to discover that adopting a child is not that easy.
然后他们经过一番研究之后发现收养一个孩子其实是很不容易的一件事。
There will be a lot of challenges.
有很多的挑战。
Especially as they were looking to adopt from another country.
特别的是他们想从另外一个国家收养一个孩子。
There's high legal fees.
有很高的法律的费用。
There's a very difficult process.
很难的这个申请的过程。
And as they prayed,
那他们就一直为这个事情祷告。
The Lord actually put a burden on their heart.
那神呢，就给他们心中有一个负担。
What was that burden?
那个负担是什么呢？
To adopt a child that is called difficult to place.
那就是收养一个孩子，这个孩子呢，就被称作是很难以安置的孩子。
In the world of adoption, there are children that are called difficult to place.
那在这个收养孩子的这个过程当中呢，有一种孩子就是说是很难被安置的。
Sometimes it's because of behavioral issues.
有的时候是因为他们的行为不好。
Sometimes when a baby already grows up into an older child, they are difficult to place.
那有的是已经不是小孩子，他们已经是长大的孩子，这样的孩子就很难安置。
But the most difficult to place are those children who have physical or mental disabilities.
那最难安置的一些孩子就是身体有残疾或者是精神有疾病的。
And these children, these babies grow up in an orphanage.
那这些孩子从小就在孤儿院长大。
And they start to realize that they are the ones who no one wants to choose.
那慢慢他们也意识到自己是别人不想要的孩子。
But the Lord put a burden on this couple's heart to adopt a child that is difficult to place.
那神呢，就把这个负担放在这一对基督徒夫妻的心里面，让他们去收养一个难以安置的孩子。
So they began this process.
那他们就开始这个收养的这个过程。
And the process was long and difficult.
那这个过程呢，就是漫长和艰辛的。
And because it was a different country, they had to work with different agencies.
那因为他们要在不同的国家收养这个孩子，他们也还要和不同的机构打交道。
They had to take tests to even qualify to be parents who can adopt.
那他们还要考试，证明他们可以做合格的父母。
So it was an emotional roller coaster for them.
那对他们来说，情绪上就像坐过山车一样，时高时低。
But every step of the way, they prayed.
那就在这个过程当中，每一步他们都是祷告过来的。
They prayed for this child that they don't even know yet who it is.
他们为这个他们还不知道的孩子祷告。
And as time went on, and as they prayed, the more they grew in love for this child.
那在这个祷告的过程当中，越祷告，他们越有更多的爱为这个孩子。
And the parents, when they shared how and when they received that email of approval.
当他们跟我们分享他们收到这个同意收养的邮件的时候。
When they saw the photo.Of the baby boy, even with physical disability.
当他们在 email 中看啊、邮件当中看到这个啊、小婴孩是个男孩的照片的时候，这个小孩子他身体上有残疾。
They knew that they loved him, and they were filled with absolute joy.
那他们一看到这个孩子，他们就知道他们很爱他，他们心里充满了喜乐。
And even after that email, they had to keep working through the process, keep working through the process.
即便是收到了同意的邮件，他们还要继续的在这个过程当中还要继续跟进。
They had to spend quite a lot of money.
他们需要花很多的钱。
They went through all these different obstacles through paperwork.
他们也是有很多的这个文件要经过被批准。
They had to make so many sacrifices.
他们在做中间做了很多的牺牲。
They had to research and understand and prepare themselves, prepare their house to raise a baby boy with physical disabilities.
那他们还要在网上还是还有啊、阅读很多的材料，要做好准备，如何让他们的家适合去抚养一个身体有残障的孩子。
And through all that time.
在这一段的时间当中
，They love that baby boy more and more.
那他们就更爱这个小男孩。
Years later,
那很多年过去了。
Now this baby boy is in a very loving Christian home.
那这个小男孩在一个非常有爱的基督家庭里面成长起来。
And they adopted other children from other countries with physical disabilities.
那这对基督徒夫妇呢，在他之后又再从其他的国家领养了一些身体有残疾的孩子。
And I've always wondered, what do these children think when they learn that they were adopted into this wonderful and safe and loving Christian home? I wonder what they think.
那我就是经常在想，那这些孩子们心里在想些什么呢？他们是怎么考量自己被啊、收养到这么一个有爱的、这么有一个平安的、这么一个安全的一个家庭里面
？I think they realize that they were so blessed that they were chosen.
那我觉得他们肯定会觉得自己非常的有福气，能被这样一个有爱的家庭收养。
Can you imagine that being a boy with these disabilities and knowing that out of all these children that they could have chosen, they chose him?
那我们可不可以从这个孩子的角度想一想，有这么多的孩子，但是他们为什么在这么众多的孩子里面选了我进入这个家庭呢？
There's another father, a Christian, a pastor who has done something similar.
那还有另外一位父亲，他也是基督徒父亲，他也是经历了相同的这个收养的这么一个过程。
And he said this about adoption.
他说了这个关于收养，他说了下面的话。
He said adoption like this begins with the parents' initiative.
他说像这样的收养是起始于父母自发自主做的决定。
Not the child's idea.
那不是孩子他自己的想法。
You see, before this baby was.Ever born, he had parents in America who loved him.
那这个孩子在即便在他出生之前，他在美国已经有爱他的父母了。
Before this baby boy was abandoned in this hospital in China.
那在这个男孩在他被遗弃在中国的一家医院里的时候
，He had a mom and dad who were making plans to adopt him.
那他已经有一个爸爸和妈妈在做一些计划要收养他。
And while he was lying at night in an orphanage,
那他晚上躺在孤儿院的床上的时候
，He had a mom and dad who already was praying for him and loving him.
那他已经有一位父亲和母亲，每天都是很辛苦的在这个要做收养的工作，为他祷告，爱他。
And one day, this baby boy was in the arms of his parents.
那直到有一天，他在这个小婴孩在他爱他的爸爸妈妈的怀里的时候
，He had no idea everything that has been done.
那他对后面所发生的这一切一点概念都没有。
He had no idea that it was nothing that he did.
他一点想法也没有，因为他什么也没有做。
He had no idea that he did nothing to be where he was today.
他对他今天所处的处境，他真的是一无所知。
This orphan boy,
这个孤儿
who no one else would have wanted,
是不被其他人所想要的
was now a cherished son.
他现在是一个被非常爱护的儿子
Not because he pursued his parents,
那这不是因为他去找寻他的父母
but because his parents pursued him,
而是因为他的父母来找寻他
Even before he was ever born.
甚至在他出生之前，他的父母就已经开始了。
I wanted to give you what that feels like.
那我是想让你想一想这种感觉。
And I pray that the Holy Spirit will help us to see the power then of God's word as we read it.
那我也是盼望神的圣灵能够帮助我们了解神的话。
So we're going to show right now Ephesians chapter 1, verses 3 through 6.
那我们现在来看这段经文，以弗所书一章三到六节。
And with that framework,
在这个框架当中
ask the Holy Spirit to move these words inside of you.
那我们请求圣灵把这些话语在我们的心中走一遍。
Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us in Christ with every spiritual blessing in the heavenly places.
我们主耶稣基督的父神是应当称颂的，他在基督里曾经把天上各种属灵的福分赐给我们，就如创立世界以前，他在基督里拣选。
Oh, I didn't read that part yet, but that's good. Go ahead.
就如创立世界之前，他已在基督里拣选了我们。
Even as he chose us in him before the foundation of the world, that we should be holy and blameless before him. I'll continue.
Okay.
In love, he predestined us for adoption to himself as sons through Jesus Christ, according to the purpose of his will. Verse 6, to the praise of his glorious grace.With which he has blessed us in the beloved.
就是创立世界以前，他在基督里拣选了我们，使我们因着爱，在他面前成为圣洁，没有瑕疵。他又按着自己旨意所喜悦的，预定我们借着耶稣基督得儿子的名分，好使他恩典的荣耀得着颂赞。这恩典是他在爱子里赐给我们的。
These six brothers and sisters.
在这里的六位弟兄姐妹
God has adopted you into the family of God. Amen?
神收养了你们进入到他自己的大家庭当中。
And all of us who are in Christ,
那我们在这里的所有的在主耶稣基督里的人
God has adopted you into the family of God. Amen?
那神也是收养了我们每一个进入他的大家庭。
He says that you have been blessed in Christ with every spiritual blessing.
那经文里面说在基督里曾经把天上各种属灵的福气神赐给了我们。
You are blessed. Even as you young, Samuel, right there. You are blessed, brother.
你是非常蒙福的。
All of you who are in Christ, you are blessed.
我们在耶稣基督里的人都是非常蒙福的。
You have been given every spiritual blessing.
我们有各种天上属灵的福分被赐给了我们。
There is nothing to grumble about in life.
我们在生活当中没有什么事情是值得这个抱怨的。
You have been blessed with every spiritual blessing in Christ.
神把天上各种属灵的福分都赐给了我们。
God has already chosen you in Him.
那神已经拣选了你们。
He adopted us to Himself.
那他收养了我们进入到他的里面。
Even before the foundation of the world.
甚至就在创立世界以前。
Can you wrap your minds around that?
我们能不能绞尽脑汁地想一下？
Feel the power of that concept.
我们感到这个概念是非常的大能的。
Before God even started creation.
就在神创立这个世界以前。
Before he created the heavens and the earth.
在他创立天与地之前。
Before God even said, let there be light.
就在神说要有光之前。
God chose you.
神已经拣选了你。
God pursued you.
神是去寻找你的。
God was coming after you to show you his love.
神拣选了你去寻找你，为要显示他对你的爱。
God says to you, I loved you even before you knew me.
神说我在你认识我之前就已经去寻找你，去爱你。
I have loved you even before your very first sin.
那神说我在你犯罪之前我就已经爱你了。
I don't know if you get it yet.
不知道你了解不了解。
But we are all the orphans who are difficult to place.
其实我们每一个人都是那难以安置的孤儿。
Some of us like me are more difficult to place than others. Okay.
我可能是比跟别人相比更难安置的那一个。
Some of you are a little bit easier to place.
那其中我们可能有些人比较容易安置一下。
But we are all very difficult to place.
那我们每一个人其实都是很难被安置的。
There's really no reason why God would have chosen us.
其实没有任何原因为什么神会拣选我们。
But he says, I have loved you with an everlasting love, even before you were born, even before I created the universe.
那神说，即使在创世之前，我就已经拣选了你们，就已经爱了你们。
He says, you will never really understand all that has been done apart from yourself, so that you could be a part of my family.
其实除了我们个人的经历之外，对于幕后所发生的那一切，其实我们自己是一无所知的。
That's why we have to say hallelujah when we realize that we are a part of God's royal family. Hallelujah.
那我就是我们真的应该要说 hallelujah， 因为我们什么都没有做，但是我们已经被接受到神的这个皇家里面。
Do you want to know what God's grace is?
我们，你确实的想知道神的恩典是什么吗？
Being a part of God's family has nothing to do with what you have done.
那作为神家里的一员，和我们做了什么没有一点关系。
It has everything to do with what Jesus has done. Amen?
Amen. 那这和主耶稣所做的一切都是有关的。
This is God's grace.
这个就是神的恩典。
Grace is defined as unmerited favor.
那什么是恩典呢？恩典就是不是我们靠自己去赚取的。
You did not earn God's love.
我们没有去赚取神的爱。
You did not earn his favor.
我们不是要是求得神的喜欢。
He gave it as a gift.
他白白的给我们是一个礼物。
And all you have to do, all these six did was receive it.
那我们这个六位的弟兄姐妹所要做的就是接受神的恩典。
That's why his scripture says one of the purposes for him adopting us.
那就是在经文里面说他把我们拣选到他的家里面。
It says what? It says to the praise of his glorious grace.
好使他恩典的荣耀得着颂赞。
When we think about his grace,
那我们在想神的恩典的时候
When we understand a little bit that he chose us even before we knew him
那我们考虑一点点就是在我们在认识神之前他已经拣选了我们
When we understand how difficult we are to place
当我们明了我们自己真的是很难安置的那些孤儿的时候
That he could have left us in that sin-filled orphanage forever
他可以完全把我们可以留在那个充满罪恶的孤儿院。
But before we were even born, he was working, working, working to love us and to save us.
那在我们出生之前，神就在不停地做工，做工，做工，他就是为要得着我们。
And that is his glorious grace.
那就是他值得颂赞的恩典。
Then we can say, praise be to God.
那我们就可以颂赞我们的神。
We can say hallelujah, amen, praise be to you, God.
我们就可以在一起颂赞神，唱 hallelujah.
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 So today we are going to listen to the story of God's grace in their life.
那我们今天就要听这个神的恩典是如何在这六位弟兄姐妹的生命当中做工。
And so without further ado, we'll invite them up.
那我们现在邀请这六位弟兄姐妹上台。
And they will introduce themselves to you.
他们要自己做一下自我介绍。
All right.